This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. If you missed the expressway, it kind of feels like you've missed a lot from the 817. Oh, man, that segment was greatness. I have been delivering mail, and I don't know if I've been doing it correctly. I may have a big cleanup tomorrow. So much laughing and crying throughout that segment. And obviously, we want to give a big shout-out to ASCO Equipment for helping us get here, making this trip happen. Your heavy equipment partner since 1960. Now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that.
And we're going to have a special guest in here. They're just not here yet.
Not here yet. So as soon as Alec tells me, we will be back. Back to doing some radio. And it sounds like we do have our next guest on. And for this next guest, he is now your problem. It is Dave Raymond joining the show, the TV play-by-play voice of the Texas Rangers. And Dave, thank you for hopping on with us today. We get to talk some baseball and get to talk a little Mike.
Yeah. And now you boys can, take a load off. I've got it.
I kind of hate you for that, Dave. I appreciate you listening. I kind of hate you for saying that.
Dave, I'm kind of curious. Last year was like Mike's kind of, his run through with this. When you got him on air and you got to work next to him, because I think I texted you and I kind of talked about this with you, I learned a lot more about baseball working with Mike through these years, and it's been a lot of fun. What was your understanding of what Mike was when he was on TV with you?
Well, I've had the chance to get to know Mike too through your show and through the work at the ballpark, all the pre and post game shows and everything. So I had a pretty good sense of what we were up against, and
that's a good way to put it.
but like you guys, truly, I feel like when he opens his mouth and starts talking about baseball, it's always interesting to me, and it's. So many times he will bring up something that I hadn't thought of. And I think, I tell you, one of his great strengths, and I love to talk about a person when he's in the room as if he's not in the room. It's always fun. But I think what draws us to Mike as listeners, and what draws me to him as a baseball person, is his willingness to be vulnerable and say, like, I don't know why they would do that. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, he'll ask questions. Like, I wonder why they're putting this guy in this spot or whatever, right? And I think so many times when I'm listening to broadcasts and stuff, people will try to explain something as if, like, this is common knowledge or we all knew this or something. And sometimes, to be quite honest, they're wrong. Mm-hmm. people who have an expertise in a field or presume to have that expertise sometimes feel like they have to say something as if it's the truth. And what I love about Mike is he doesn't always feel that way. He's like, he's willing to humble himself and say, like, I'm not sure I really get that. And I think it's a relief. It's very disarming to people to say, like, well, good, because I had no idea what was going on there either. And there's probably an answer, right? There's probably an answer, but we just don't know it yet. And so anyway, I just think he's Mike has a brilliant way of seeing things and explaining things, and I just I love it. I really enjoy it.
By the way, I wanted to give an update on the text we read at the beginning of this segment. Please let that one mailman know that I am also delivering mail, and I had to go back to the same house three times because I was distracted so much in that segment. That's amazing.
That is great.
So great.
Now, have you had a moment, because we've had plenty of these, Dave, have you had a moment where Mike has said something and you've just looked at him and gone, I don't know how to follow up, but good luck to me on this?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I have. But, you know, I haven't taken inventory of them per se.
Yeah,
that means it hasn't really happened yet, Dave. I hear what you're saying. But right. If it had really, really happened, you would remember. We will make sure to exchange phone numbers. I'll be there, and Corey will be there if you need to call us and vent about things.
Yeah. No, I mean, there are definitely some times where you know, you just might have to take a breath and sort it out, right? Just take a moment and sort it out. What is he getting at there? I mean, you know, look, one time we got you know, offline on some dump cake conversation, but
I
knew where he was going.
Too. Yeah. He also brought you that carrot cake. He still hadn't brought me a carrot cake yet, so that's amazing. One of the things, Dave, that I've really, like, as a listener, as a watcher, and hearing you guys do your own thing, is I think Mike does a really good job at telling me what I'm seeing and why I'm seeing what I'm seeing and in the moment. Sometimes you get guys, Kevin, that'll talk about their career and it's like, that's the whole game.
Yeah.
Mike can do that, but he weaves all these other things about what's happening, why it's happening. And that's where I think a lot of our audience goes, that's how I became a smarter baseball fan. And I keep telling him that, Dave. So keep letting him know that is a good thing. If it is a good thing.
It is a good thing. And I, you know, like young broadcasters and stuff like that, it's part of the life, is that young people ask you for stuff, ask you for advice, ask you to listen to their tapes, all these types of things. And I understand what a lot of pressures young broadcasters feel. I got to do this. I got to sound like Vin Scully. I got to do an Al Michaels, whatever. And there's always this thing about like, oh, I got to have all this stuff prepared. I got to have these stories and anecdotes and yada, yada, yada. I would contend the opposite, right? Don't bog it down with stuff that you're bringing to the table. Like, if you actually just watch the game and pay attention to what's going on down there and ask yourself questions, and listen to your partner and the two of you discuss things, there's so much going on every night that it's a fascination. And I think if people would just be curious about what they're watching, that there's so much there. And that's, again, why I think Mike has such great strength is he understands a lot more than the rest of us do. He's been through a lot of it before, and so he can see things and explain it to us, point it out to us. I can ask him questions, and he can explain it. That part to me is the real fun of it. I really enjoy working with guys who can do that same thing, right? Who can watch a game. Maybe I'm paying attention to something totally different.
Yeah.
But he's looking at the positioning of this outfielder the whole time. And I'll see him working over there on the talkback switch and stuff, talking to the truck. I'm like, all right, I know something cool's coming. And then, boom, here we go into a replay, and he's sequencing what's happening and telling me something. And I'm like, this is so cool. I just love that.
Well, I've been very lucky because getting Norm Hitchkus to start off as a mentor and now getting to work with you. I remember, Dave, I can't remember where we were at, but you'd said, you know, we were just talking about how broadcasting goes, and it was maybe around, I'm not 100% sure, but maybe around Ohtani's 50-50 game and just the way it was broadcast or other things. And you've given advice, and Norm has given advice, and I'm listening to it. And it's interesting because I'm not trying to, like, big ego here, but I definitely am unique. You know, I listen to other people and go, well, I like this or I like that, but you and Norm have both told me the same thing. Be you. You know, obviously you have to bring good information, and you have to, you know, keep the interest at times in certain situations, but but be you, and that's fun because I know that being me sometimes can put Dave Raymond or Kevin Hagelin on a what the hell is going on right now?
Yeah.
Well, but that's good, right? It's fun. It's entertaining. And it is true. I mean, of course, everybody's got to do their work, and we have to be ready and prepared. But I think I think a lot of times it's the hardest thing for people to learn is how to just really be comfortable with who they are and the fact that they don't know everything, whatever, right? Some people, it's really hard to not have the answer. But I think if everybody was honest with themselves, they would say, yeah, I probably don't have the answer, right? And so I think it is the most critical piece to any of it, I think, is that you just have to be who you are. And it just so happens that you're just sort of, you know, delightfully daffy and yet, you know, baseball brilliant. It's great.
Yes.
Now, speaking of things that we don't have the answer for, I just wanted to ask you real quick, in the midst of all of this, is it okay that I'm super concerned about who's going to close games for the Rangers?
Ooh. I think that's fair. I think I am. And, you know, somebody will. We do know. You just can't swerve past the ninth inning. It does happen. And so you're going to have somebody to do it. And if it's by committee at first, and that may be how they declare it, that's fine. But you know, we've heard it a million times from managers of, I was just going to try and let anybody do it or whatever. Go with matchups. Yeah, okay. You're doing that until somebody makes it clear that they can do it consistently for you, and then that's where you're going. And so hopefully somebody emerges, and if not, then it's going to really take some pretty clever dancing, and who knows, maybe a trade or a transaction somewhere along the line where they find somebody. But no, I think they worked so hard this offseason. They were so aggressive in adding great additions to the lineup, to building that bullpen from scratch, and they frankly run out of money if they're going to stay under the threshold.
Yeah.
And so now it's a matter of getting creative or finding that guy, building him up from within. But they'll figure it out.
So, Dave, you come out here around March 10th, am I right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So when you get here, obviously, we'll be 17 days away from opening day. When you get out here, what are you right now thinking about? Here's what I'm looking for from a specific player or the team heading into opening day.
Well, I want to see what Garcia looks like. I want to see how Adolis is moving in the outfield. I want to see how he looks at the plate. But I just want to see that he looks healthy and energized and ready to go, like he did in 2023. So that's important to me. I want to see how the various outfielders look in their spots. I know they're moving Tavares around a little bit and see what that looks like. I want to see Wyatt Langford be healthy after this oblique or side scare that we've had early on here. Most of the guys, especially in the lineup, there's not a whole lot I need to see. Same with like DeGrom and Eovaldi and these guys. Just whatever, do your work. Be ready to go on opening day. I don't care what the numbers are at spring training. I'm not going to get fooled by that. Just be ready to go. So just mostly health. But then there are the young guys that you want to see, the Teotos and whatnot. You want to see are they close? Are they legit? Are they ready? Where do they stand? And for that matter, the guys that we've already seen a little bit, the Jack Gliders and Kamar Rocker, kind of guys, you want to make sure that they look like they're continuing to progress and be ready to contribute. But I it's mostly just getting a temperature on where everybody is, and hopefully everybody will be healthy.
Well, Dave, thank you very much for hopping on with us today and taking a load off with everybody. We really appreciate that. I know Kevin appreciates that a lot. Just do me a favor. Take care of our friend while he's out on the road with you, all right?
Yeah. Don't get too emotional today. Try to rein it in a little bit. But it's a big day. It's a big day, and your loss is definitely our gain. We're super excited. Thrilled to death that Mike's going to be in the booth, and he'll be the primary dude, and he'll be steering the ship, man, if you can believe it. You know, TV's the analyst's medium. So
that's a decision.
This show. So here we go.